Okay, so now we will learn this text 14 from chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita. So first, you repeat after me what I say 3 times. Okay? Satatam.
Satatam. Satatam. Satatam.
Kirta.
Kirta. Kirta. Kirta.
Yanto mam.
Yanto mam. Yanto mam. Yanto mam.
Yatantascha.
Yatantascha. Yatantascha. Yatantascha.
Dridavrata.
Dridavrata. Dridavrata. Dridavrata.
Namasyantascha.
Namasyantascha. Namasyantascha. Namasyantascha.
Mam bhaktya.
Mam bhaktya. Mam bhaktya. Mam bhaktya.
Nitya yukta.
Nitya yukta. Nitya yukta. Nitya yukta.
Upasate.
Upasate. Upasate. Upasate.
Okay. Now I'll show you how you should recite this verse. By reciting these verses of Bhagavad Gita, it tremendously helps you in your concentration. Again, how? Because when you recite these verses, your speech, it becomes very clear. Okay, it becomes very clear. Because these are divine chants. These are spoken by the Lord Himself. So this really helps you a lot. Okay, now I'll recite the same way you can recite. Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Satatam kirtayanto mam. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Yatantascha dridavrata.
Yatantascha dridavrata. Yatantascha dridavrata.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Nitya yukta upasate. Nitya yukta upasate. Nitya yukta upasate.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Satatam kirtayanto mam. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Yatantascha dridavrata.
Yatantascha dridavrata. Yatantascha dridavrata. Yatantascha dridavrata.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Nitya yukta upasate. Nitya yukta upasate. Nitya yukta upasate.
Okay, I'll recite the whole verse. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridavrata. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya. Nitya yukta upasate.
Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridavrata. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya. Nitya yukta upasate.
Okay, translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Always chanting.
Always chanting
my glories.
My glories.
Endeavoring.
Endeavoring.
With great determination.
With great determination.
Bowing.
Bowing.
Down.
Down.
Before me.
Before me.
These great souls.
These great souls.
Perpetually.
Perpetually.
Worship me.
Worship me.
With devotion.
With devotion.
This is the meaning of these lines. Okay. This comes in the 9th chapter, the 14th verse. This is the meaning of that. Here what the Lord is saying. Lord is saying, always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination. For this, the best example is, I will tell you, of a child who was 5 years old. Okay. He was only 5 years old. Let me tell a little bit background about him. Basically, there was a demon called Hiranyakashipu. Yes, I know. Okay. Yes? Okay. So, we'll just try to recap in short about this pastime. So, there was this demon called Hiranyakashipu. And, you know, when he was born, see, when Krishna was born, when Lord Krishna was born, it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that everywhere it was very pleasant. The peacocks were dancing, the lakes were filled with very clear water, then all the birds were happy. It was spring season, everywhere the flowers were blooming. It was so beautiful, it was very pleasant. Everything is described in Krishna book. But when Hiranyakashipu was born,
everything,
the whole thing was completely different. And it is said that, it is described about him, when he would walk, the earth would shake. His steps were so big, and his crown, he was so big that his crown would touch the sky. He was so huge, Hiranyakashipu. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. You know the story, but these details you may not know, because it is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Story everyone knows, I know that. Okay, you don't know? Okay. So this is about Hiranyakashipu, the demon. His crown, it used to touch the sky, and when he would walk, the whole earth would shake. He was so huge demon. So this Hiranyakashipu, what happened? He wanted to get more powers. So he went to meditate, to do tapasya. You know how he did tapasya? He stood on his toes. You know, standing on toes. Can anyone show how to stand? Yeah, show. How can you stand on toes? Oh yeah, that way he stood in the end. First, initially, this is how he stood in the end. Thank you. Sit down. Very
and
nice posture.
Nobody could stand up because
it's. Yeah, initially it is said like this, toes. Okay, you want to show? Okay, show. On the toes, and he had raised both of his hands. Initially, afterwards he did this pose. Toes. Only on toes, not like that. Only on toes. Both the toes. Only toes. Okay, sit down. You can do. Okay, you can do. Oh yeah, like that. Okay, now sit down. So like that, he on the toes and both his hands were up, raised. Can you show? Not like that. Like that, yes. Yes. Both the hands were raised like that and his toes are also raised. Like this for 100 years. For 100 years. Huh? 100 years. Of spiritual time. So like that it becomes of spiritual time, not this time. So for so long he was standing. So he was standing and meditating. He was taking the names of Brahmaji. And then what happened? Gradually all the insects started coming and biting all of his body. So only his skeleton was remaining. And there was an ant hill around him. And he was totally, couldn't see how to, but he was totally engrossed in taking the names of Brahma. He was not at all disturbed. So for 100 years he did tapasya to get powers, to become immortal. You know what is the meaning of immortal? What does it mean?
Nobody can kill him.
So you follow? He wanted to become immortal. He didn't want to die. So he wanted to do all these things. So after 100 years, because he was doing this, what happened? All the oceans and the lakes, everything they started, it became wild. The waves in the ocean became wild. And then the mountains started to tremble. Because of the power of his tapasya, the mountains started to tremble. And from his hair, from this top part of his head, fire started emanating. And the heat of that fire was so tremendous that it heated the entire universe. Even the entities, even the people in the spiritual world, they started experiencing that heat. It was so hot, his tapasya. So everyone went to Brahmaji. They said, please do something. It is so hot. We can't bear the heat. Please go and stop his tapasya. So then Brahmaji, on the pleading of all these people, Brahmaji came on a swan and he sprinkled some water on Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was just a skeleton at that time, but on the sprinkling of the divine water from the Kamandalu of Brahmaji, he got his body back. You follow? He became how he was, a demon, a demonic king. So he got his body back. So this demon, Hiranyakashipu, then Brahmaji said, okay, I am pleased with your tapasya. You can ask me for whatever boon you want. So the demons, they think they are very intelligent. So he gave a big list. No, first what he said is, you give me the blessing that I should become immortal. Brahmaji said, I cannot give you, because even I have to die. Even Brahmaji has to die. How can I give you the boon that you cannot die? So then he said, okay, I will put some conditions. So he gave a big list that I should not be killed by this, I should not be killed by that, I should not be killed by human beings, I should not be... He gave a big list. That full list is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. I should not be killed in the day, I should not be killed in the night, I should not be killed by weapons, I should not be killed by... So many things, big list he gave. Yeah. Not out, not in... All of you know that, right?
Yeah.
I'm not repeating. So that list he gave, and then Brahmaji said, okay, tatastu. He got that boot. And then he became more wild. He stopped all the pujas. There should be only one puja and only one name should be uttered. And what was that? Hiranyakashipu ki jai. Jai Hiranyakashipu. Jai Hiranyakashipu. If somebody says that, then he will get everything. But if he says Hare Krishna or if he says Vishnu ki jai, then he will be killed. Anybody in the kingdom. Yes. So this was Hiranyakashipu's rule. Anyway, but what happened when he went to do tapasya, at that time his wife Kayadu, the wife of Hiranyakashipu is Kayadu, she was having a baby in her womb. And at that time when Hiranyakashipu was not there, Indra, the king of demigods, he came to capture Kayadu. He thought that now itself I'll kill the child which is there. Excuse me. I'll kill the child that is there in a womb, because even he will be a demon. Before Hiranyakashipu, we can't have another demon. So before he is born, let me kill him. So he caught hold of Kayadu. But at that time, Narada Muni came. Narada Muni came, and Narada Muni was such a great sage. If he says something, everybody will listen to him. Everybody respected him, because 24 hours he does nothing but except taking the names of God. So this Hiranyakashipu, I'm sorry, Kayadu was protected by Narada. Narada came and told to Indra that don't worry, the child in her womb is not a demon. Please leave her. And Indra, obeying the orders of Narada, he didn't take her. And Kayadu was taken by Narada Muni in his ashram so that he will give her shelter, so that she can give birth to the child in his ashram in a safe way, so that she will be protected. And every day Narada Muni would instruct her about the principles of devotion. Every day he would tell. And many times Kayadu would go to sleep, but the child in the womb would say, the child was listening. It is said that the child in the womb, it starts developing to hear its senses very early. So this Narada Muni was saying all nice pastimes and everything the child was hearing. Now what happened? The Hiranyakashipu came back from his tapasya. He came back to his kingdom. The child was born in the meantime, and the child's name was Prahlad. So and he went to a school, demonic school, and his teachers' names were Sanda and Amarka. Okay, you know, very good. So those two were his teachers. So they were trying to teach him all demonic things in the demon, what is taught in the demon school. But Prahlad could not learn all those things, because he had learned the highest truth about the Lord. So one day Hiranyakashipu, like how like your fathers, they like you very much, isn't it? They take you, they keep when you were a child, they keep you in their lap and they try to love you, they try to embrace you, all these things. So then what happened? Hiranyakashipu kept Prahlad on his lap and he was nicely touching him, and then he said, my child, what did you learn in your school? He said that we are not these bodies. Okay? We are the soul. And the duty of the soul is that you should always take the names of the Lord. So, my father, now you are old. You should go to the forest. That is your duty. You should go to the forest, give up everything and take the names of the Lord. Take the names of the Lord. Hiranyakashipu got very angry. He said, who taught you all these things? So then Prahlad, and he got angry and he told his teachers that teach him, just see, nobody should come and teach him wrong things. Okay? Teach the good things for him from our demonic school. Teach the good things from the demonic school. So then Chanda and Amarka were very scared. So they took him to their school and they said, who taught you all these things? When we were not there, somebody came to teach you all these things. So then anyway, they tried to teach him all their economics and their subjects. And they were teaching him that these are enemies, these are friends. So Prahlad said, I don't want to learn about enemies. Everybody is my friend. Everybody is my friend. I don't have enemies at all. So then, after some time, Sandhya and Amarka thought, now Prahlad has learned something. So let us present him again in front of his father. So again they brought him in front of his father. So again he took very nicely and he kept on his lap and he was trying to kiss him and do all the things with him. And then he said, what did you learn, my child? So then he said, Shavanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. What is the meaning of that? These are the 9 processes of devotional service. It starts from hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, serving the lotus feet of Krishna, remembering Krishna, then serving the lotus feet of Krishna. Like this, he was saying the 9 processes of devotional service. Hiranyakashipu got so angry, he just threw that child. Okay, see, like, if you see, the throne of Hiranyakashipu, he sits on the throne. You know, the throne is like on the top. You know, like, there are steps bottom. He just threw the child and he said, punish him. He said, go and punish him. He gave him full list of punishments. Just kill him. Because Hiranyakashipu, I told you, what was the rule? If anyone takes the name of the Lord, he'll be killed. So then, just punish him. And what are the punishments? They said him, that put him under the feet of the elephant. Then put him in burning oil. And throw him from the hill. And then so many punishments. And then put him in a room of snakes. Give him poison, starve him, don't give him food, then show him to snow, go expose him to heat. So all these punishments, big list of punishments is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And this small child, 5 years old boy, he was not at all disturbed. In every punishment, he was just chanting the names of the Lord. He was just taking the names of Lord. He was not at all disturbed. He was put into the burning oil. He was just very peacefully taking the names of the Lord. He was not disturbed.
He was
Holika's, it was the sister of Hiranyakashipu. In her lap, she sat with the child in burning fire. She was burnt, but he was not burnt. Because
she got a vardana.
Yes. Yeah. So this way, he was being protected by the Lord in every step. Now Hiranyakashipu became more angry. How is this? I'm doing all the punishments, still you are not dying. So then he called him one day in the palace and he said, from where are you getting all the strength? Prahlad. And all these times, mind you, Prahlad was such a nice child. Every time before he would come to his father, he would come and offer dandavat pranam to his father. He would offer full obeisances to his father. He would not say, oh, you are a demon. Yeah. He would come and offer nice obeisances to his father and then he would speak to his father. So, when he asked, from where are you getting all the strength? He said, from the same place where you are getting the strength. That is from Lord Krishna. So then Hiranyakashipu got so angry that he said that, do you think the Lord exists everywhere? He said, yes. So then he showed to a pillar. He said, do you think here your Lord is? He said, yes. So then Hiranyakashipu struck the pillar with his bow. And what happened? From there, who came out?
Narasimha.
Shri Narasimha, Jai Narasimha, Jai Jai Narasimha. Praladesha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma, Bringa. This is a very beautiful prayer for that Narasimha. So Narasimha Dev came and in the form of half lion, half
man.
Okay? Shri Narasimha Dev Bhagavan ki
Jai!
So Narasimha Dev came out of the pillar and he was so angry. There was a war between Hiranyakashipu and Narasimha. For a long time it went. And then finally, the Lord took Hiranyakashipu. He put him in his lap. So now his conditions are satisfied. Remember, he had put so many conditions that it should not be outside, it should not be inside, it should not be on the land, it should not be on the sky. So many things. So Hiranyakashipu was kept in the lap of the Lord, which was not in the land nor in the sky. And then it was dusk. It was not daytime, it was not nighttime. And he was sitting at the doorstep. So it was not inside, it was not outside. And the Lord did not use any weapons. He used his own nails. There's a very beautiful prayer that talks about the nails of the Lord. Sometime I'll teach you. Okay? So Shripad Madhavacharya has written this. So with the nails, he did a very beautiful surgery on Hiranyakashipu. Shri Narasimha Dev Bhagavan ki.
Yeah.
So this way he killed Hiranyakashipu and he took the intestines of Hiranyakashipu and he put it as a garland around him. Okay? Narasimha Dev put that around him and then finally he threw him. Hiranyakashipu was dead and then he went. He was still angry. He was still angry and he was devouring all the demons. Hiranyakashipu had many demon companions. He was devouring all of them and then finally he went and sat on the throne. He was so angry. Nobody could control his anger. Even Brahmaji, even Lakshmiji, everybody was waiting. How we can control the anger of Narasimha? At that time, Brahmaji told to Lakshmiji, can you please go and control the anger of your husband? She said, no, it is impossible. I have never seen the anger of the Lord like this. You know why the Lord was angry?
Because he was killing his pure
dog. Because he was punishing 5-year-old child. Because he was taking the names of the Lord. So then Hiranyakashipu, Narasimha Dev, he was angry. And then Lakshmiji said that, no, I cannot control this anger. And then they finally said, only Prahlad can do. That is why they sent Prahlad in front of with the garland. Prahlad came in front of Narasimha. The moment Narasimha saw Prahlad, all his anger came down. Because the Lord was thinking that such a small child, he is going through all the punishments. But still, he never gave up chanting the names of the Lord. He loved taking the names of the Lord. He loved the Lord so much. So, Narasimha, he took the child and kept him on his lap. And Narasimha was caressing the Lord, caressing Prahlad Maharaj. And you know, how does a lion love his child?
By tongue,
by licking. So Narasimha was licking Prahlad. He was licking Prahlad. That way he was showing his love to Prahlad Maharaj. And then he said, what do you want, my child? So he said, I don't want anything. I have got you. I don't want anything. But Narasimha said, no, you should ask for something. You know what Prahlad asked? He said, please forgive my father. So then Narasimha said, don't worry. Since you are a pure devotee, 21 generations from you, your parents, 21 generations below and above, all are forgiven because you are a pure devotee. So this way, this is a good example of this. Always chanting my glories. Endeavoring with great determination. He was very greatly determined, no, that I will take the names of the Lord. And bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. So this